What do you call a house that's made out of wood, the boards on the outside of the house?
That's weather board.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear them called clapboards? Clapboard?
Well, no.
That's what we used to put on roof.
Oh. You have
clapboards on roof?
Oh, yes. Well, some parts of the country call that shingles, I guess. Is that the same thing as a shingle or not?
Well, it's made something similar to a shingle, but much larger.
Oh, yeah.
And one is made by hand, and made by
hand. Which, the shingle's made by hand?
No, the boards are made by hand, and the shingle is usually cleaned out of the machinery.
Oh, yeah. And then the thing that keeps the rain off out of the house over the top?
That's the roof.
Yeah. And then up north they would call that a roof. You see, the pronunciation would be different.
Yeah.
But everybody around here says roof, of course. I do too. I'm from Georgia, and there's not an awful lot of difference, I guess, between here and my home.
Very little.
What about the things that run along the edge of the roof to catch the rain? And the water that runs off the roof.
That's the guttering.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, are those usually built on this house? Are they built on, or are they suspended? They're suspended from there.
They're suspended.
Yeah. You ever see any of them built into the roof?
Yes.
Would you call those gutters too?
I don't know of anything else to call them.
Now listen, I heard something connected to call that.
Eaves troughs? Some people.
I don't remember, but contacted old ladies, I heard they call them invisible gutters.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They come down like this and you don't see it from the outside.
If you have a little house built outside, then maybe in the backyard to keep your tools and such in, what would you call that?
Tool house.
Mm-hmm. And before the days of the inside bathrooms, what would you call the outside bathroom?
Outside toilet.
Mm-hmm. You ever have any other words for it?
Privy.
Suppose somebody's telling you a story, but you know all about it because somebody's told it to you before. So you say, stop, don't tell me that. I've already, what?
There's two or three things to call it.
Well, how would you say it, though? Say, I've already, what? suppose somebody came along and, suppose you had a fishing pond out here. And some man came along and your wife was outside and he asked your wife, said, does your husband care if I fish in his pond? And she'd say, why not? Go ahead, he. What? If she knew you didn't mind if he fished in the pond, well, she'd probably say, go ahead, he.
Yes. Sometimes they say no.